Thank you. Good hot tea on a wet, drizzly. Are you getting enough rain for your farm beds?
Yes, thank you. You know, 3-4 inches yesterday and more today. That's about the threshold where I start to get a little bit upset about water. Usually, you know, you try not to be because water is so great otherwise.
You don't have plows here?
No plows, no tiller, no machine. There's one machine we still have, which I can't get rid of, and that's the mower. I do it a lot like nature does it. I use layers of organic matter that feeds, not only protects my soil the way nature protects soil, but it also feeds my microorganism in the soil. And for that, I use mostly wheat in the form of straw. So I use wheat straw.
Every farmer has to use pesticides and herbicides and soil amendments, nutrients, fertilizers, compost. So talk about what no-till farms don't require and do require in that respect.
Yes, we do require the main ingredient, as I mentioned, is the use of organic matter. And that comes mostly in the form of the mulch itself, the straw that I use on the beds. But also I use rabbit manure, you know, once a year. That's part of the formula. But beside those two things, which are very, very small in terms of the total input, I don't require anything else. And the reason is that the microorganism in a no-till soil mine all the nutrients for me. They go to work, you know, for me. And as long as the soil has all these resources, the microorganism will do the job, will do the work for me. So it's an amazing, now think about this. Because I don't need so many requirements, so many inputs, that makes my farming incredibly profitable. My profit margins are double that of a regular farm.
You've not tilled for 7 years, so what's the soil like where typically in the Ozarks here, wherever you put a shovel, you encounter clay and rock?
Well, in my soil, if you ever experience quicksand, if you take a shovel, it actually swallows your arm. In some situation when it really is perfect, but it only gets better year after year because there's such an amazing amount of micro life at work. So many worms. Right now we're planting cabbage that every time we put that trowel to put that tiny plant, we actually stand to kill 3 or 4 worms. It's insane. I mean, it's actually, you know, to the point where we have an issue with what can we do, and we set aside the worms. I mean, it's crazy.
But the wonderful thing about the worms that do survive the carnage is that they have vermiculture. So describe the castings from worms as an incredibly rich nutrient for the soil.
Yes, it is part of the system, so we have worms doing their work and everything else in between bacteria and, you know, we have the whole world of nature at work, including, you know, we also have mice and all kinds of other creatures that are part of the system. You know, I have frogs that are constantly around the beds at night in summer. That are part of the system too, and they just all of that tame the possibility of insect breakouts. It's amazing the amount of balance. You know what people don't realize: once you put together this natural system, you actually get really close to what nature was intended to do, and there is an amazing balance that gets created that allows me to not have any or many insect or disease issues.
So what crops do you grow here and what are your yields like?
Well, I'm a typical truck farmer. I try to grow everything that people will buy from a table at a farmer's market. I have my preferences. I know my sort of favorite kids in the class, you know, peppers, and I love growing tomatoes, lettuce, basil. So it's kind of across the board. I don't know if I can make any sense of all that, but the yields are usually, well, I measure my yields in terms of dollar per square foot. And on half an acre of bed surface, I can grow about $50,000 worth of food. So that's basically, you know, like a real simple number to remember is my yields are equivalent to $100,000 an acre. Which, you know, I'm not the only guy to do that. There's a few, but it takes that kind of intensive approach to farming. And what I'm glad to say is that no-till can match the very best tilled organic farms in the country. With this system, you actually do less. You work less. And my proof there is that I do all this work. I raise my family. This is my only job, but only work 3 mornings a week, which might upset some farmers. Some people actually, I've had people just tell me I was a liar. So I say, well, just come and hide in the bushes.
You've had record heat all last summer. 3 months of 100-degree heat practically. Tremendous rains both last spring and now this spring. A no-till garden is... How does a no-till farm behave in these conditions?
It can absorb as much... twice as much water as a tilled soil. The organic matter content is part of that. The more organic matter content in the soil and the more absorption and retention of water it can hold. It's amazing to face. It has an amazing ability to face heat and dry weather in summer.
One study published several years ago in the journal Soil Science, Society of America, found that no-till soil tends to store more carbon, which aids in carbon sequestration and is more stable. Despite flooding rains, Foundation Farms fields were not saturated. We walk along narrow carpets of green fescue planted in between row crops.
As you can see, there is a perfect succession of bed and path. And the paths are beautiful, green. They're easy to actually access the beds with, and there's never any mud in my system, and my vegetable is clean.
Patrice pushes a trowel effortlessly into a bed of kale, bringing up a black chunk of soil teeming with earthworms.
An amazing amount of decaying roots. You can see it looks exactly, of course, earthworms is here, but it looks like a crumbly chocolate cake. And that is impossible to have if you till your soil. When you till your soil, what you get is a powdery effect, not crumbly. Because what I'm holding is billions and billions of organisms, bacteria and fungi and who knows what else.
And who knows what else?
Well, I sort of know, but it's out there. The science is really good on this, okay? By the way, it's starting to become really good. A lot of people are studying this. A lot of PhDs.
Wait, and you're pulling in your...
Now I'm yes. Getting into my mode of... I'm getting the...
Weeding. Yeah. Couldn't help it. Now you're starting to weed. Oh, you're getting back to work.
Okay.
Well, Patrice, thank you so much for talking with us.
It was fun. Thank you, Jackie. It's always a pleasure to have you on the farm.